We have now taken full control of your radio.
Left channel, right channel.
Fasten your seatbelt and get ready to be taken into a whole new dimension. Get ready for the Grease Man Show on 94 WISP Philadelphia.
Ready for countdown.
T minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
From the sports world comes the big news. Coach Joe Gibbs of the Washington Redskins. Washington Redskins is retiring. Says he's had enough. Can a man like that sit still? In the offseason when he's not coaching under the tremendous pressure, he's running race cars and breathing carbon monoxide. Goes from one pressure job to another one. Some men are not meant to retire. Some men were born to compete. And I think that's Joe. I think the retirement will last 6 to 8 weeks, and then he'll be back. Some other high pressure job. Probably in the mine squad or something. Defusing bombs. His wife should have known what he was in for. I mean, even on their honeymoon, he was possessed. When he got back, friends asked, Joe, did you have a good time on your honeymoon? He said, I don't know. I haven't seen the films yet. Oh, man, we made it for a long time. We didn't think we were going to, right? The week was long. The weather was sloppy. There were times we were tempted to open a vein, but at long last, our patience is rewarded. It's Friday! And then later on, we'll talk to Tom Arnold. We tried to get him to swing by, but he couldn't do it as he was in the middle of taping a show. However, he will give us a call. So we'll talk to Tom Arnold and find out a little bit about him and Roseanne. I'll keep it short and sweet. I mean, those are folks, you either love them or you hate them. But you can always find out something new. So I'll ask him some questions about things we don't know about. Because we all know the whole story, right? You know everything there is to know about Tom Arnold. Everything you think you know everything there is. And about Roseanne, but I'll find some other things. And we'll also be checking topicality tonight. I see that they've come out where margarine may be no better than butter, maybe even worse. New Harvard study shows margarine is associated with a 70% increase in risk of heart disease for women. So, that being the case, I resolve that from now on, we're going to eat everything. The heck with it. I mean, now, I heard some other guy saying, you know, maybe a high-salt diet isn't so bad. All this while, I've been biting my nails to keep off the salt. Yeah, it took me years to get used to margarine. Years. I used to slather that butter on there. I used to slather it on real thick. And it took me years to get used to margarine. Now I realize I'm killing myself, so I don't think you can win. So just enjoy. That'll be our motto tonight. Just enjoy. Live, dance, trip the light, fantastic. And, of course, I'll be taking your phone calls, too, so you can be a part of the fun. Hi, it's Grease at 1-800-544-9294. What's up?
Hey, Grease.
Yeah, go ahead.
How are you?
Fine.
I just wanted to ask you, what do you think is the proper way to raise children?
With vicious discipline.
Really?
I mean, some people raise kids like this.
It's a world.
And this has its place. But you gotta add to this mixture a little bit of this. Yeah. Ah! Little bit of the whip. You kind of mix the blessings with the discipline. You know what I'm saying? Are you with me on this, sir?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. Well, that's okay. That's what I'm thinking, because a lot of times, you know, people are just too nice. And, I mean, kid, you got to be nice to them, but I think you still need to pick a switch every now and then. You still need to get in your kid's face. People look at it as a popularity contest. You're not their friend, you're their parent. There's going to be times you disagree. You get to make the ultimate decision as mom and papa. That's the problem. But anyway, that's too heavy, man. It's Friday. We want to relax. We want to laugh. Unfortunately, I had a good childhood. Oh, man. So I can't complain. I had a good childhood. And I wouldn't say I came from a privileged family. But I did come from one that was, we had no lack of anything. And I think my life got really bad. And I never really had the time to get out and get involved with mischief. Because we hired this French maid. And I tell you what, she was shopping. All my friends said, Grease, how come we don't see you? You're not out playing Stupmo. I said, it's the French maid. To be honest with you, I'd much rather be with her than I'd rather be with y'all. He said, well, what's so good about your French maid? I said, well, she doesn't speak English that well. And she deliciously misunderstood when Mama told her that I had to be tucked in my bed every night.
The Grease Man Show.
Yeah, man. Huh? Yeah, and show? You didn't spend a whole lot of time outdoors. All right, we had a little lady waiting to talk to me, so let's put her on. Hi, you made it through. What's cooking, what-a-little-dum-day.
Hey, Greaseman.
Hi.
What's up?
I'm having fun. What's up with you?
Oh, nothing, just working.
Working in a coal mine, going down, 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 working in a coal mine.
All right, you got it down.
About to sleep. Where are you working?
Mitsubishi? Yeah, I'm some receptionist. I get to talk on the phone all night.
Oh, you sit there smiling. And you, you sit there smiling in your little outfit.
Yeah.
With a cute little twinkle in your eye. And your lipstick on.
That's exactly what it is.
And your Norform slowly dissolving.
Oh, yeah.
I got you. All right.
My friend just gave me the number. I thought I'd call and say, have a good night and all that kind of stuff.
Good. Do you get to listen to the radio there at your place?
Yeah, we sure do.
Good. They don't mind at all hearing the sound of a man rumbling through the showroom.
Okay, yep.
They don't mind the fact that your cheeks flush when you hear my voice come on. They don't mind the fact that estrogen plippity-plops at your feet due to the sound of your inadvertent arousal.
They don't mind at all.
That's great.
They do it all the time.
That's great. And then when you get off, you got a big weekend lined up with your boyfriend?
I have no boyfriend.
What happened?
Well, I'm not into guys right now.
What happened? You had a bad experience?
Yes. Not too many of them.
What's that?
Too many of them.
Really? They were all demanding your time?
Yes.
And you were and one would be leaving when another one's showing up?
Well, they kind of found out about each other.
How many of them were you keeping on a string at one time?
About four.
And you were hobbling all four of them?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
But you're taking precautions?
Taking precautions, of course.
What do you got, like an IOU or the pill or what?
The pill.
Okay.
And the other.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, you be careful, because it's a dangerous world out there.
Yeah, it sure is.
What part of town are you calling from?
Alexandria, Virginia.
All right. Well, you got the radio cranked, and that's all we need.
Okay.
All right. Well, what do you got lined up for Saturday and Sunday? Big weekend?
Yeah, just partying all weekend.
Uh-oh, there'll be more men.
more guys to meet.
You better take double pills.
I'll use the whole thing.
Use the whole damn thing. Just be sure. Because, okay. You know, some people have them, like my swimmers are so strong, they just take an IUD, tie it in a knot, and throw it out of the way and keep going.
Well, I'll be sure to stay away from guys like that.
Then. Yeah, man. You be real careful.
Okay.
All right, you
Thanks
little rascal. You bet. Bye-bye.
Later.
I appreciate you calling me. Sound like the woman keeps her birth control pills in a Pez dispenser. Yeah, so be careful out there. It's a dangerous world. Got to be on your toes with all that action that you apparently are involved in.